Webb, W-E-B, first name Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, 9/19/58. Webb is a 66-year-old gentleman, been in Houston over 40 years, lives in Southeast Houston. He used to be a construction worker, used to build apartments. He has no children. He's single. He's a morbidly obese white man with history of scoliosis, sleep apnea, DJD, hypertension, CHF, diabetes, O2 dependency, bipolar disorder, and most recently with a very large infected sebaceous cyst on his neck, period. Surgery includes elbow surgery at age 10 on the left side and some kind of thigh surgery on the right side because of E. coli, multiple surgeries in the past. Family history, doesn't know much about his mom and dad. He just found out about his mom recently by Googling his own name. Medication includes Ozempic, 1 milligram weekly, Jardiance, 50 milligram a day, Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day, Zyprexa, 5 milligram a day, Ambien, 10 milligram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 BID. Lasix, 40 milligram a day, Singulair, 10 milligram a day, Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day. Period. Niparagraf, as far as his cardiac condition is concerned, he knows he has low ejection fraction, but he doesn't know exactly how low the number is. We've asked for his paperwork to be sent to us. He has both right and left bundle branch block and has severe sleep apnea. Period. Blood sugar runs 150 to 160 range on a daily basis when he checks it fasting. Review of system, short of breath, weak, obese. He can't take one or two steps without getting short of breath, desperately short of breath. He has O2 at 4 liters. He has corpulmonale. He has right-sided edema. He has bowel and bladder incontinence, and he has ADL dependency, period. Exam, O2 sats 91% on 4 liters. Pulse is 140 over 68. Respirations 22 at febrile. Heart positive, small positive, through lungs, bronchi, and coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, soft but obese. Lower extremity, 1+ edema. Neurological, non-focal. Skin shows no rash except for the evidence of large abscess over his neck on the right side. Number one, CHF. Patient has a history of congestive heart failure. Was told he can have local anesthetic to remove the knot on his neck, but he cannot have full anesthesia, period. In a paragraph, abscess on his neck, has had skin infections in the past. Next number, he's not on any antibiotics. Next number, his blood sugars are stable. Next number, cardiomyopathy. Next number is CHF. Next number is overall prognosis is poor. Next number is obesity. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is bipolar disorder. Next number is depression. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is overall prognosis is poor given his findings. Next number is he uses nebulizer at all times to help with his breathing, but unfortunately that is not very successful. Continues to be short of breath all the time. Next number is scoliosis. Next number is chronic pain. Thank you.